This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
True crime today.
There's a lot of things one may stab another over. Not saying you should, but there's a lot of things. But is the pet cat one of them? It was for two men, and we'll find out why.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
Welcome to the program. Thank you guys so much for pressing subscribe or listening. Be sure to press subscribe if you've not done so yet. Wherever you download podcasts, you can even check out our program commercial free on Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free as well. You get access to not only all the episodes that have already aired, but you get access to the advanced episodes, just like a full month worth right there. The other features that we have, Fear Thy Family, access to all those commercial free as well. Check it out on Apple Podcasts and help support the program. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, I'm so excited about one of our stories having to do with cats. I think you chose this just to tickle my fancy.
I did. I think maybe once a month we should do an all cat show, and I'll just search for like cats involved in crimes. Hey, there's a podcast you could do, Cats Involved in Crimes.
Well, and I think we'd have a lot of material, to be honest with you.
Cat crimes.
I like it. I think we should do it.
That'd be really interesting. Actually, just started another podcast I want to mention here is following the University of Idaho killings. Have you followed that story at all?
Oh, I have, it's and it terrifies so, me, and I'm nowhere near it.
So bizarre. The point, I mean, these four college kids murdered in their own home, stabbed, it appears, and the police department first saying, there's no danger to the public. And then like three days later, they're like, oh, there might be a danger to the public because we haven't apprehended anyone yet. So like people are out there and Freddy Krueger may be around the neighborhood, but the police are like, no danger to anyone. Very much like almost they're going off of a script of a horror movie. You know, everything's okay.
Yeah, it's playing that way. I mean, and the other thing, and I've read some of the details, but what I'm not understanding is, so it sounds like somebody called 911 saying that somebody was unconscious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So let's talk about, and obviously that's not what this podcast is, but it's a crime podcast. We can talk about crime.
Yeah.
So if you walk into a room and somebody has been stabbed multiple times, you wouldn't call and say, there's someone unconscious in my house. I think you might say, there's been somebody fucking stabbed.
And
you know, because there's blood everywhere.
And that is something that has been, we brought up the other day, Carol brought up actually on this very show. This is a crime podcast, by the way. This is True Crime Today.
But, yeah, right.
Yeah, the thing is, she had the same thing on the telephone. And as of now, as of the recording of this, which is 11:22 at 10:53 in the morning, and this is going to air a little bit further out there because we're recording ahead for the holidays, so who knows, maybe more things have come up. And I'm not saying anyone here is the culprit, but I do find it odd that the caller said, yes, there's someone who's not waking up. And the thing that made it bizarre to me is the police, the investigators say it was one of the most horrific scenes they've ever seen. There's blood everywhere. Right. The only thing, and maybe this will be the explanation, and this is what I argued the other day. Maybe there really wasn't much in the halls. Maybe most of it was confined to each individual room. And I'm wondering if I could picture this, you know, the roommate, kind of groggy anyhow, knocking. Come on, let's get up. No response, no response. Now, I wouldn't immediately call 911 if the person's not getting up. I think the first thing you do is go into the room.
Yeah.
You find a way to break the door down if you need to, because you're kind of scared of what's wrong with this person.
Yeah, like, Tony, why aren't you up? I mean, it's like 3 in the afternoon. What's going on? Are you okay?
And if you're banging, giving them some time and nothing. Yeah, I mean, that would usually, but I guess, you know, someone could also be an idiot and think, oh, I'm going to call 911 first. Who knows? People have weird ways of doing things. But they did say they were unresponsive. So is that...
But again, where's the blood?
Well, and here's where I go. If they did go into the room, which I don't think we know as of this moment, if they did go into the room, the only thing I can think of, because they did say that some of them were killed in their sleep, is you got a gazillion blankets on top of you, and it's all kind of messy and shitty, and he just... or she, or whoever did this, took the blade, stabbed it straight down in through the mattress, or not through the mattress, through the blankets and the comforters and all that, and penetrated the heart, killed the person, pulled it out, and all the splatter got contained underneath the blanket for the most part. And if it's messy, like a lot of college rooms and stuff are, if you're just the person kind of shaking the person, and you don't take the covers off of them, you wouldn't notice. You'd just be like, what the hell? You know, I think I would probably go a little bit further and, you know, push the niche. I don't know. But I don't know. It just seems like an odd order of the way that it was handled.
Well, and what gets me is, okay, so they were killed in their sleep. Something about that just says to me, and I don't know, maybe they were drinking beforehand. I know there's pictures of them at a food truck. They seemed very alert.
Yeah.
But wouldn't there have been some noise? I mean, if somebody stabs you, aren't you going to react in some way unless they absolutely first strike, hit your heart, and you're done?
Yeah.
Something is just not sounding right.
I'm assuming some were literally killed instantly, and I'm assuming some got a little fight in them. So I don't think they were all completely killed in their sleep. I think the actions began, Tony.
We do know that somebody did fight back because she had bruises on her forearm.
Yeah, exactly. So one did manage to get up and have some fight in her. And I believe the blood dripping down the side of the house is one of the most disturbing, haunting things I've seen in a murder situation. It's just so, it is the makings of a horror story. But anyway,
Wait, back up.
Yeah.
No, tell me about the blood. I missed that.
Oh, look up University of Idaho murders, blood side of home.
Oh, shut up.
Google image it and you'll see it. There was so much blood pooling in this house that it went through the subfloor and it managed to make its way outside of the siding, and it's dripping down right below the siding onto the foundation.
Oh my God.
Now, it's horrific. Investigators will tell you quite often, yeah, it usually does seep through the subfloor. And it just happens to be that it was in a corner, so that's kind of where some of it went.
Oh my God.
So not that truly unique, but it's I guess not as common where, you know, there's that much right in that corner. So it was right place, right time for that part to happen.
I have no words.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a pretty horrific case. Very, very interesting. So much not known yet. Little pieces dropping all the time. So we've started a podcast all about the case, and we're going to follow it from start to end. So who knows if this thing goes on for months, years, decades? It wouldn't be crazy. Me and Sean are on that discussing. It's called Four Killed, the number four killed for what? The University of Idaho murders. You can search it and download it wherever you get podcasts.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm staring at that picture. I'm fixated on it. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, I've spilled, you know, orange juice on the floor before. And, you know, how much liquid does there have to be it to be oozing outside of the house?
They should bring back an episode of Mythbusters and then they can try that out. Like, so yeah. We've rented out the murder house and Phil over here has decided he wants to do a blood offering. So he's decided to donate all of his blood over here and we're going to use real stuff and spread it down the side of the house and see if it goes. Horrible.
Wow. I got nothing. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that in my entire existence. And I've led a very sheltered existence because I didn't know this was a thing.
I didn't either. I mean, it's like something, like I said, it's out of a horror movie. It's out of a haunted house. It's so freaking creepy.
Well, and I want to know, obviously we don't know who did this, but what is your motive? What were you pissed that these were, you know, successful college students? What, you know, what, or you just woke up and went, my meds aren't kicking in. I need to kill somebody. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Okay. So there was also an allegation of a man skinning a dog, but I believe an update came out that said that he wasn't responsible for that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can look at this. I have no idea. It seems like a crime of passion from what we know so far, but I don't know. When you got a knife like that, all it takes is a couple jabs, and I think you got a pretty messy scene going on. It will be very telling when they say how many stab wounds these kids endured. That will point a lot. I could see it being just some loner kid that felt rejected by these girls in his own mind, or really was rejected, because people can fucking do that. They do have a right to say they're not interested in you. And you need to be a grown little boy and learn how to not have your feelings hurt, because every girl's not going to give you a fucking participation trophy for looking at her ass.
Exactly.
And accept it. But there's so many guys, there's like a whole fucking society of this shit, of these
incels, right?
Is that what it is? Incel? I think you're right. Pull up the definition on that.
I think that's what they're called. They can't handle.
Yeah.
That they've been rejected. A member of an online community of young men who consider themselves unable to attract women sexually, typically associated with views that are hostile toward women and men who are sexually active.
So because now we put everybody into a group and say, that's okay, that's your truth, that's how you feel. They've been put into a group and almost like normalized, like that's them, that's how they believe. No, in the past, what we used to do for all of society and history, it would be either we shun you and get you way the fuck away from us, but we can't do that anymore due to humanity reasons, or you can wise the fuck up, stop thinking like an 8-year-old and grow and realize that, you know, some of that real caveman-like possession, narcissist thinking that you have over women is not healthy. It doesn't work in the real world, and maybe grow the fuck up, but we don't do that anymore. He's got that incel website, or he does it's like, and we enable it, or they enable it. I mean, anyone who's not saying in their family, like, shut the fuck up. I mean, although I guess they would probably be killed. You know, something. Yeah. There's got to be a better way to help these people where they don't have the choice. And I know you need to, like, really want the help to get the help. But people that think like this have no business living amongst us. There right. used to be you know, institutions.
They can't handle disappointment. They can't handle rejection.
No.
And life is full of disappointment and rejection.
Exactly.
So you need to find a way to cope.
Either survive or end it. Because ending it for other people is not an answer. Because you're angry. And because you know, it's sad. But there's a solution. Just fucking grow and learn. That's it. That's all you got to do. Realize you were wrong in your thinking. Whoever fucking taught it to you, your daddy, your pappy, whatever chauvinistic asshole that you looked up to when you were growing up. And you can say, I was wrong. But you know, that wasn't my fault that I was wrong. It's just what I had. And you can do that. But it is your fault now if you're still like that.
Yep. Amen.
So hopefully, I don't know. I mean, that's going to be my guess on the motive type character for this. Because they were fairly attractive girls. And, you know, there's a lot of dumb guys that think that way, especially at that age. There's a remarkable amount of immaturity, even in men in their 20s and early 30s. It's like a whole fucking different planet. I swear to God. I mean, I'm 40 and I look at the 30-year-olds now and I'm like, y'all act like you're 20. I feel like I'm so much older. Like there was such a generation gap of maturity between people born, I think, prior to 9/11, and those after. And I'm not speaking for everyone, but there does seem to be just a very different gap, like further than there should be for the amount of years.
That's a really good point.
Like inevitably you're going to have change and stuff, but what should have been like a 10-year change is more like a 25-year is what it feels like of the distance of relatability. Anyway, that's that.
Well, now I want to listen. I want to be part of your podcast. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, check it out. And there's a discussion group that we've put up on Facebook that goes along with the podcast. It's called the Idaho College Murders. 4 killed for what? As of looking at this right now, we have 24 members. But I just started it yesterday afternoon. So join in the conversation there. And you can start having talks about it. And it's just kind of a way that we can all discuss what's happening. And, you know, if we get some inside info, which I found in some of the other groups too out there, you know, it's tough to talk about. Whereas we're going to do a lot of speculating on this case over the next God knows how long, unless they come out and say, we found him. But as of now, it doesn't really appear that the Mayberry Police Department's going to have anything to report soon.
No.
So let's go over here to our story. Man accused of stabbing his brother during an argument over cats. So, sorry. I get it. People love their pets.
Hey.
And people have knives. And
who are you talking to here? You come at me about my cats. My cats are indoor cats. And if somebody's threatening to let them out.
I'm not coming at you about your cats.
See how defensive I got?
I know. I'm not remotely talking about you. I am talking about some people love their cats, and that's great. Some people love their knives. Maybe the two don't mix if you're very, very passionate about your pussycat.
I'll sit down.
But man suffering from a large cut so that he had been stabbed in the stomach by his brother. They found him in a chair near the left corner of the home, sitting there with the stab wound. It appears to be domestic tissue, or rather not tissue, type issue. type issue looks kind of like tissue when you're just fast reading.
Yeah, it does.
It's something between family members that got out of hand. Chief Deputy Joe Crawford said a black bronze kitchen style knife was sitting in another chair beside the chair Haynes was sitting in, deputies report. Complaint states that Haynes' brother reported the two men were arguing about their pet cats. So, plural, there are two cats here. It's not over one cat. Okay. I wonder if it was, my cat can do this. Can your cat do that?
That would be an interesting argument, wouldn't it?
Well, the two brothers got so up into it, it broke out beyond fisticuffs, and it turned into stabbing. The woman that was there that witnessed this said to deputies while she was asleep during the incident, afterwards, She stated Haynes was, quote, talking out of his head, end quote. Okay. Now, I don't know. I'm not one to judge. Okay, I am. But when you kind of look at the speech patterns of certain individuals and they use a phrase such as talking out of his head when being asked in an official manner, you can, I think, logically use, you know, reasoning to assume maybe this is not the brightest group of individuals that are in this building.
Your mouth is technically on your head. So yeah. We all talk out of our head, technically.
He was talking out of the head or out of his head and questioned Haynes about letting the cats out prior to the incident. Woman told deputies the victim woke her up by opening the door and holding his stomach. So just picture this. You're in the trailer and I don't even know if it's a trailer, but if I had to make the movie, you're going to pick an appropriate setting. It's not the fucking Ritz-Carlton. Woman told deputies the victim woke her up by opening the door and holding his stomach. Units on the scene administered first aid. He was transported to a local hospital in the Charleston area at the time of his serious condition. Joshua Haynes, 33, of Charleston, faces a malicious wounding charge, according to the sheriff's office. And that's where it's at. You stab somebody in the stomach, malicious wounding? That almost sounds like somebody threw it through an article spinner. And instead of like first degree assault or something, it's like malicious wounding.
Well, yeah, if you're going to wound somebody, it sounds malicious. I mean, that just seems really wordy, too wordy.
Yeah, but malicious wounding, all jurisdictions, have, it's interesting. So many jurisdictions have different ways of phrasing things. And it's just,
yeah,
it's like, really, this is why did we come up with that? Well, we did it since 1824.
That's how we've always done it.
Okay. You guys going to put the wigs on too? Cause we did that for a long time too.
Yeah. No kidding. You know, I don't know what the fight was about. I mean, something about letting the cats out. I can understand getting a little emotional about things, but at some point you have to be able to discuss your issues, you know, like, no, you're not letting the cats out.
Yeah.
And that's that, you know, and you don't need to take a knife to somebody to prove your point.
Another disturbing thing in the story is it did not say drugs were involved.
It did not.
Because
it
didn't say
that there was drinking either.
You hope there's something like that because then that kind of doesn't give permission or condone it, but it explains it. It's context. People do utterly crazy shit in states of that nature, depending on how far gone they are. Some would just chill out and try and pour a little beer down for the cat and blow marijuana smoke in the cat's face and watch it run in circles while eating catnip, you know?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Others will, stab your brother because look at my cat. Oh my God, look at that poofy tail. It's so much better than your cat.
Do you think that this is a fight over my cat's better than yours? Can you imagine?
I do. I think it probably went something, to the line of like, look at my cat. Look at her eye. Them eyes are damn pretty. Them eyes are so pretty. I love my cat's eyes. Well, my cat's eyes are damn pretty too. Look at that cat. And look at that tail. Look at what she puts that tail in the air. Oh my. Mm-mm. Ain't she juicy?
Who knows?
My cat's juicy too. Look at, my cat loves juicy. Look at that cat. Oh, she's got the tail like no other. My cat gives me head. My cat.
Ew.
How does that even work? Micropenis. Oh my God. I wish I had a micropenis. You don't. So my cat can do everything, and my cat's gonna come give me head too.
Yeah, I guess I could see how that could end.
And then the stabbing starts right there.
Yeah.
So
now I can see it.
We can understand.
That's what really happened.
Yeah, you start talking about your cat's giving head on a micropenis.
Then things just spin right out of control, man.
Things get bad very quickly. Things got pretty bad for a woman, a grandmother, when her granddaughter drowned her in the sink, in the kitchen sink. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of rhyme or reason to any of this.
Once we get through the story, I am going to give you a little bit of insight about maybe where the woman was coming from. I'm not going to make excuses for what she did, but I will share a little insight.
Of when you've drowned people in sinks and gotten away from it?
No. Yeah. No, that's an interesting way to do it. And I would never, ever condone something like that. But I might be able to see why she felt the need to do something.
Okay. Let's take a listen or take a look here. According to the Eaton Police Division, this is from 2 News, 35-year-old Heidi Matherny turned herself into authorities claiming that she had drowned her grandmother, who's 93, Alice Matherny, after she was told Alice needed to be put into a nursing home. The day before, Heidi Matherny reportedly brought her grandmother to a doctor's appointment where she was told she needed to be in a nursing home, something Heidi Matherny said she could not afford. According to the police report, Heidi Matherny allegedly told officers that it began as a day like any other day.
Always does.
The police report explains Heidi said to the doctor, told her that her grandmother needed to be in a nursing home, but she could not afford it and her insurance would not cover it. After Heidi Matherny and Alice Matherny enjoyed some ice cream, Heidi Matherny allegedly walked up behind her grandmother while she was doing dishes and pushed her head into the sink, holding her there until the bubbles stopped.
Oh my God.
After this, Heidi Matherny told police she brought her grandmother to the bathtub to make sure she was dead.
Holy shit.
When questioned, she says, it's nothing that she did. She's the perfect freaking grandma, she says in the interview. After the confession, she was just tired of taking care of her grandmother, Eaton Police Chief Stephen Hurd said. Heidi Matherny then reportedly left the apartment through the window and walked to the sheriff's office, the interview claims. Officers investigated the apartment. When officers arrived there, they found the 93-year-old Alice Matherny lying dead in the bathtub. Alice was brought to the Montgomery County Coroner's Office for an autopsy. Police interview states Heidi Matherny said she was sick of seeing her, that her grandmother was finally at peace. Police arrested Heidi Matherny on one charge of murder. A release by authorities said, it's difficult not to take this to heart when you have a 35-year-old granddaughter who allegedly drowned her 93-year-old age grandmother in a bathtub. The incident remains under investigation and formal charges are pending from the Preble County Prosecutor's Office. That's fucked up any way you put it. Now, your thoughts?
Well, it is. It is. And let me say my piece.
Yeah.
And again, I am not condoning it. I think it's horrific. I think it's somebody who's unstable. I would never condone this.
But she is selling a video series on YouTube by subscription only that shows you step by step how to get this done. Stacey's How to Kill Your Grandma.
No.
For idiots.
But have you seen the price of assisted living and nursing homes?
It's insane, but there are state nursing homes.
There are, but the
They're
level
not great.
Of care.
I know.
The level of care is horrific at some of these, not all of them, at some of these places.
I
We're
agree.
Talking $12,000 to $14,000 a month to care for these people. And if you don't have any means to do it, and I'm terrified, I'm turning somewhere in my 50s next, like 2 weeks from now, or when we're recording this 2 weeks from now. And I'm beginning to think, like, what's going to happen to me in 20 years? What if I need a nursing home? I haven't saved for that. I don't have insurance for that. I'm going to end up in a cardboard box under I-94 under an overpass because I haven't saved up enough money to be cared for properly.
Now, so what I'm going to do with all my radio friends who are a little bit older than me, because I'll have maybe a good 10, 15 years. What I will do is I'm going to put up a bunch of little houses on my property. I'm going to bring everybody in. And then you're all going to do podcasts for me, kind of an indentured servant type thing is what we're going to do.
That works for me. Dude, everybody who's listening, you heard it here. This is a verbal contract. Tony said he would take care of us. I don't care how he does it, as long as we're not harmed.
Yeah.
And we'll do podcasts.
You have your little house and you got everything you need there. You can walk around the property. You're not allowed to leave the property because you'll have a shock collar on. But then eventually I'll be arrested. And then authorities say he created a podcast cult where he seem to bring
Dude,
in.
Dude, how is that illegal? You're taking care
elderly,
of us. I will sign that contract right now.
Because somebody's grandchild's going to bitch, and then it's all going to go to hell, and I'll be in jail.
Fucking
and,
grandchild.
I know. It's somebody's going to complain, though. Somebody does somewhere. I mean, somebody had a stable relationship at some point.
But I'm all in. If that's going to be my retirement plan, you put me in one of those little doghouse things that you're talking about. Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Cool. Then it's planned. You do your shows and you're good. You know, we'll have a
you
little.
Just tell me how many to do.
We'll have a farming thing there where everybody can farm and grow their own crops. It'll be really interesting.
Be like farm to table.
The funny thing is, here's and obviously I'm joking, but down the maybe I'm not. I don't know who the hell.
Wait
knows?
A minute, are
that,
you?
That would be,
now you're breaking my
that
heart.
That actually would be kind
set.
Of fun. It really would be enjoyable. But down the road from me, I swear to God, there is something like that going on. Not necessarily over podcasting and employees that have been together in the past. It's this group of people that there's like all these little shacks on the what? Side of this. Because I'm kind of on the side of a mountain, if you look where I'm at. It's, I don't know what the fuck is going on down there. It's these little buildings, little shacks. They all got different cars. It's very commune-ish, like, is what I can.
Oh.
Because they all kind of interact with each other. They got kind of funky stuff. It looks kind of hippie-ish. And I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on down there. They showed up at a barbecue that somebody had. And I think the neighborhood probably knows these people better than I do because I don't interact with anybody. But they're like, oh, yeah, we're from down there. They were very friendly. They didn't try to convert me or tell me even what they were doing. Because people are like, oh, because some of the neighbors are like, oh, you're from that little commune down there. They're like, it's not a commune. We just like living by each other.
But, you know, think about it. In today's world, it's hard to kind of exist on your own. It might be better to pool your resources.
It's not a bad idea.
So maybe that's what that is.
Maybe. It may just be that they have a piece of property. It's almost like having a roommate, but you're sharing the land and you're not sharing a house or something like that.
So it's like a co-op, a living co-op.
Yes. Very similar to what David Koresh was running, the living co-op.
Well, hopefully without the religious undertones to it.
I don't know.
I don't see any problem. You know, I've thought about like, how does Generation X, which I'm part of, what are we going to do for our retirement? Because we spent so much money on our college educations that we're still paying that shit off. So we don't have any savings for the most part.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do when it comes time to maybe downsize our homes and, you know, our insurance costs are $1,500 a month and our medications are $1,000 a month? What are we going to do?
Well, I think luckily you have the boomers in front of you that are going to pretty much take the system down or they will have to find a new type of system. So I think a lot of those things will be, figured out, hopefully, by the time
I hope so.
It's you, because there's so many more of them. And then I think they'll work a lot of the kinks out, hopefully. Although we are talking about the government of the United States. So,
and that's true. Yeah. So that's why I'm all about the commune. If you want me to live on your property and if you want me to do some animal stuff, since that's kind of my realm, I'm all for it. I'll do some podcasting. I'll shovel manure as long as I can, you know, if I'm in my 70s. And I'll do whatever you want me to do as long as I have a roof over my head. And if you're going to cook, that's even better because you're an amazing cook. So none of this sounds like a bad thing to me.
When digging into the case, FBI investigators found a recording made in November of 2022.
Yeah, it's going to be like you're an indentured servant. It'll be great.
Yeah, this is shit that's going to be used against me.
But I am of sound mind. I am agreeing to this because I don't see any other alternative. And I don't have kids, so I don't have any kid that's going to come forward and go, I'll take care of mom.
I know.
I got nobody in that regard. So, yeah, Tony.
Yeah, I'm not thinking
20 years from now.
It's not a bad idea. It really isn't. I think you're going to see a lot more people, honestly, when we look generationally. There's going to be a shift here that I think is caused by COVID, where you have more grandparents and such living with their kids. Kind of like how things used to be, actually, you know, about 60, 70 years ago. That was kind of the norm. And then the children would take care of them until they died. Or if there was a place, you know, that they could go, then they would go there. But a lot of it was just done in the home and they take care of their elders. It's only the United States that has this look on age as being negative or dumb. And I'm not talking about when you're out of it and you're senile. I'm talking over the age of 40, where it's like, you're old. You're like, no, you're not thinking like half the shit you're doing is insane. Like why would anybody do what you're doing? You know, and you're like trying, but they don't respect elders. They don't respect anybody that may have been around the block a time or two that could give some interesting insight. It's always let's focus on the young and dumb and let their desires rule how we do things and market things and all of that. Although you can argue the other way sometimes in politics, it's not so much that way. But just in everyday society, it very much is.
If you take a look, I think Generation X, my generation, I think we are going to be some of the coolest, most hip elderly people you've ever set eyes upon. Because it's interesting, you know, yesterday I was thinking about this. I looked in the mirror and I went, "Ooh, honey, you're looking old." But my brain doesn't feel old. I still want to do all the crazy fun shit.
Yeah.
So that's the way I think. And I don't care what my body's telling me or what I see as far as a reflection in the mirror. Let's go have some fun. Yeah. And, you know, I'll be that old person that everybody wants to hang around because I'm cooler than shit.
Everybody's going to be sick of the boomers, so it'll be a welcome change.
Exactly. Exactly.
We already
we need
are.
To figure out, yeah, but we got to figure out how to take care of our old people and you know, let them thrive and figure out how to do it. This 93-year-old in the story, she's standing at the sink washing her dishes. That is a pretty mobile 93-year-old woman.
You still got more to live for. That was not her place to be God and decide because you can't afford it that she has no options. No, actually she does. There are options. They may not be, you know, the fucking Ritz or the, you know, elder communities that have, you know, wine tastings, but it is life. It is food. It is being cared for. And if you're with it enough, you can navigate yourself around that rather than the option of your granddaughter, you know, drowning you in Dawn.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. There's a lot wrong with this story.
Yeah.
There's got to be some mental illness here because I don't think you just snap one day and decide you're going to drown grandma in the kitchen sink.
And then immediately go and report it like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how do you punish someone like this? What is the charge? It seems because she's talking about that she can't afford it. So there's a level of premeditation here.
Yeah, she thought about this.
And someone that is able to snap like that and do that, I would legitimately be concerned that she'd do it to somebody else in life, a husband, a child, anyone that seems to kind of be something that gives her a pause and makes her feel like there's no choice. She's going to get rid of them rather than herself when she's feeling that way.
Yeah, she's got no coping skills. She has no way of going, okay, I don't like this situation. I need to figure out what to do. She just goes, fuck it. You're dead.
Yeah.
You're out.
So I see the pain and the frustration, but again, the A plus B equals Q and go and kill your fucking grandmother. And no, there's something very wrong there. So
yeah, it's a problem.
Not something that I think is going to be talked about fondly when the turkey is being passed around at Thanksgiving or the ham at Christmas. I think it may be a sore subject for the family. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of True Crime Today. If you like the show, check us out on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. You can check it out for 3 days free and get access to the advanced episodes, the archive, everything commercial free. Also, the episodes of Daily Briefs, all there's for you to binge away upon. Check it out. Sean is on those now. And I know a lot of you liked his humor. He does a great job. So check it out on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Stacey, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening. Lock your doors and hide your children.
True crime today. This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply. This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply. This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply. This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.